زندگی با تو چقدر قشنگ خوب من، آسمون عشق چه آبی رنگ.
You're listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Mike O'Sullivan. It's time for the Mike O Show. Parissa, thank you. Excellent show as always. Always playing some beautiful Persian music. We are going to start off with some Johnny Cash from the American series.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet me down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my Lord. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Neptune sits upon the throne. fish swim by, and by his side, behold his mermaid queen. She's richly adorned in seaweed silks and strands of pearls as white as milk. Behold his mermaid queen. Quack and chant on the ocean floor, with never a desire to swim ashore. The blue-green atmosphere is gently soothing, so highly humid and always moving. Neptune holds a trident gold, wears a dangling abalone earring. The red curls fall back from his face, and a deep sea fire sets his eyes ablaze. He can swim in a flash of starlight, finding his way through the depths in the night. He can summon the whales with his song, and the dolphins often sing along. Music is a language underneath the sea, rippling in vibrations, making those waves we see. From a landlocked life we can feel the freedom, and fishermen seek to find the way to Neptune's kingdom. From the bottom of their boats, they throw out a net or a baited hook and hope to penetrate the vibrance of the sea. But from their boats, they can never really leave. Content on the ocean floor, with never a desire to swim ashore. The blue-green atmosphere is gently soothing, so highly humid and always moving. Beneath the waves of mermaids crave for lovers who can swim the tides along with them. Many a sailor's died has tried to dive too soon after the treasures of Neptune. So life carries on as before, two separate worlds meeting at the shore. It's hard to keep away once you've been swimming there, where the gravity is gone and the salt gets in your hair.
And that was Greta Doot with the song Mirin Nam Chim Chin Chu. That is an Indian song, and that is from this really cool little collection we have here in the WUBIT archives called Doob Doob-O-Rama, Film Songs from Bollywood. Now, before that was local artist Lee Pinkerson. I love Lee Pinkerson. That is from her album Neptune, and that name of that song was Neptune. Lee wrote it herself. Lee has such a really beautiful voice, a sort of warbling voice. Reminds me a little bit of Iris DeMent in her way of singing things that may not somehow be on key exactly or hold the tone exactly, but man, there's the soul is in there. It's got the soul. That's the important part. And before that was Johnny Cash, Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold Me Down. And if I remember correctly now, that is used as the theme song for a commercial for the TV show The Deadliest Catch. All right, so let's see. It is 10 minutes after the hour. It's about 4:10, 10 minutes into the 30-minute Maiko show, and then the grooviest chick on the air, Starflower, is coming up. Starflower has not done any shows yet this semester. She has not been feeling well between that and some technical problems. But finally, Starflower is going to be back on the air at 4:30. All right, let's do a public service announcement. Charlie Brown said, "Happiness is a warm puppy." If you don't have a dog of your own, you can stop by Newman Library the last Thursday of every month from 6 to 7:30 p.m. when therapy animals from VT Helping Paws visit for a little furry stress relief. For more information, you can visit www.lib.vt.edu or like the Virginia Tech Libraries on Facebook. I've seen these some of these therapy dogs at the library there. They're very sweet. They let you pet them and everything. And they prove that if you ever want to pick up chicks, having a really cute dog with you is not a bad way to start. Wouldn't you agree, Starflower?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are we going to do next? We are going to do, name of this song is Twilight at the Zouk. Zouk spells Z-U-Q, and this is by Strunz and Farah. Thank you.
caiga un aguacero de yuca y té, del cielo una harina de queso blanco y al sur una montaña de berro y miel. Oh, 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 ojalá que llueva café. Cerro de trigo y mapué, baja por la colina de arroz graneado y continúa el arado con tu querer. Oh, 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 oh. Ojalá el otoño en vez de hojas secas vista mi cosecha epitizale, sembra una llanura de batata y fresas. Ojalá que llueva café, pa' que en el conuco no se sufra tanto, ay hombre.
Ojalá que llueva café en el campo,
pa' que en Villa Vázquez oigan este canto.
Ojalá que llueva café en el campo.
Ojalá que llueva, ojalá que llueva, ay hombre.
Ojalá que llueva.
Ojalá que llueva café. Ojalá que llueva café en el campo, sembrar un alto cerro de trigo y mapué, de arroz craneado y continúa el arado con tu querer. Oh, 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 oh. Ojalá el otoño en vez de hojas secas vista mi cosecha epitizale, sembra una llanura de batata y fresas. Ojalá que llueva café, pa' que en el conuco no se sufra tanto.
Oh. Ojalá que llueva café en el campo,
pa' que los montones oigan este canto.
Ojalá que llueva café en el campo.
Ojalá que llueva, ojalá que llueva, ay hombre.
Ojalá que llueva café en el campo.
Ojalá que llueva café. Pa' que todos los niños canten en el campo.
Ojalá que llueva café en el campo.
Pa' que las romanas oigan este canto.
Ojalá que llueva café en el campo.
Ay, ojalá que llueva, ojalá que llueva, ay, hombre.
Ojalá que llueva café en el campo.
Ojalá que llueva café.
And I'll try it again. But any fool knows that there's no way to win. Here we go again. She'll break my heart again. I'll play the part again. One more time.
And that was Ray Charles from his album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music, yet again proving that Ray could play any genre that he chose to play. Certainly one of the greatest geniuses in American music ever. Before that, we had, what did we have? We had music that made me think of salsa, because like the food, because it's what kind of music they play in Mexican restaurants that I love. That was Juan Luis Guerra y 440 playing Ojalá Que Llueva Café, which presumably means something. And it is now 4:24 or so, so we're just about out of time for this show. The Starflower Hour is coming up. We are going to close out with the Carolina Chocolate Drop, certainly a small band, three-person band, that has really been making a name for themselves, and we're going to play the song Po' Lazarus. It's Mike O'Sullivan signing out for the Mike O Show, coming up for the Starflower Show in just a couple of minutes.
Well, the captain told him, go on and bring me Lazarus. Well, the captain told him, go on and bring me Lazarus. Well, the captain told him, go out and bring me Lazarus. Bring him dead or alive, live, live. Bring him dead or alive. Well, the captain found Lazarus, well, between two mountains. Well, the captain found Lazarus, well, between two mountains. Well, the captain found Lazarus, well, between two mountains. With his head hung down, down, down. With his head hung down. Well, they shot poor Lazarus with a great big number. Well, they shot poor Lazarus with a great big number. Well, they shot poor Lazarus with a great big number. The number 44, number 44. Well, they brought poor Lazarus, laid him on the commissary counter. Well, they brought poor Lazarus, laid him on the commissary counter. Well, they brought poor Lazarus, laid him on the commissary counter.
And they walked away, way, way, and they walked away. Well, Lazarus told the captain, bring me a cool drink of water. Well, Lazarus told the captain, bring me a cool drink of water. Well, Lazarus told the captain, bring me a cool drink of water. Just before I die, 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 just before I die. Well, Lazarus' sister, she couldn't go to the funeral. Well, Lazarus' sister, she couldn't go to the funeral. Well, Lazarus' sister, she couldn't go to the funeral.
Why?
She didn't have no shoes, 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 didn't have no shoes. Well, Lazarus' mother come a-walking down the road. Well, Lazarus' mother come a-walking down the road. Well, Lazarus' mother come a-walking down the road. Crying my only son, 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 crying my only son. Crying my only son, 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 crying my only son. Crying my only son, 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 crying my only son.
Just my voice can't shout to make them hear. Just your voice can't shout to make them hear. But if 2 and 2 and 50 make a million, we'll see that day come round. We'll see that day come round.
It's the Starflower Hour, and I'm your host, Starflower. I'm so glad to be with you today. It's been a while, and I'm glad to be back. The theme for today's show has been welling up inside of me for about a month, and so I'm glad to let it out. I've titled today's show, Without a Vision. Maiko says it should be titled
With a Vision.
So either way, really.
Well, no, but you got to pick one.
Without a Vision.
All right.
For as it says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Today's show, I'm going to be playing music that expresses a vision. And I'm going to be offering a variety of visions through the first half of the show, and in the last half of a show, a little more wordy than I usually am. So I hope that you'll find this interesting and enjoyable. But I am going to read a speech I wrote. A speech I wrote as if I were the President of the United States.
Which I wish you were.
Expressing a vision for our nation. So that's what's coming up for today. And the reason this was welling up inside of me, and the reasons I think it's important, is because a vision does give a life to a people or to a person. It's about what is possible, about the potential. Who you want to be, who you want your nation to be, your community to be, your marriage to be, your family, your relationship to be, your work atmosphere to be. It's a vision, the picture of the future you want to create. Your vision will tell the world which change you wish to create for the future, the difference you want to make in the dream of the highest potential. That's a vision. It can inspire you, encourage you, motivate you, give you direction, and illuminate what you really value. And having that vision just seems like a guiding principle to me. I'm going to start with one of my favorite songs, which expresses a vision I love. And it is "I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing" by The Seekers.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
It's the Starflower Hour. Today's theme is about vision. Without a vision, the people perish. Now I'm going to offer a vision that is in the 6th century B.C., so quite a while back. It's from the Tao Te Ching, number 80. According to tradition, the Tao Te Ching was written around the 6th century B.C. by Lao Tzu. I am using a fresh translation by Archie J. Baum of this Chinese classic. This seemingly simple little book of Chinese philosophy offers practical advice in living according to the Tao, or the way. Follow the path of nature, friendship, right government, gentleness, frugality, and humility. These jewels support the steps of right living in harmony with nature and with one's fellow man. Here's number 80. The ideal state is a small, intimate community where all the necessities of life are present in abundance. There, everyone is satisfied to live and die without looking around for greener pastures. Even if they have cars or boats, they do not use them for traveling abroad. Even if they have police and fortifications, these are never put to use. Business transactions are simple enough to be calculated on one's fingers rather than requiring complicated bookkeeping. The people are satisfied with their food, contented with their clothing, comfortable in their dwellings, and happy with their customs. Even though neighboring communities are within sight, and the crowing of the neighbor's cocks and barking of the neighbor's dogs are within hearing, they grow old and die without ever troubling themselves to go outside of their communities. Now I'm going to play a song. It's around. It's called Where There Is No Vision. It is, let me make sure I get this right. The song's author is Faye White of Australia. The recording is of Gretchen, I hope I'm pronouncing this with justice, Schleicher. The second verse was also written by Gretchen Schleicher and included with the author's permission. Here is Where There Is No Vision.
Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no dreaming, the people die.
Trust where there is no vision, vision, the trust people your dream. Perish.
Where
keep
there
the
is no dreaming,
your
the people
eye.
Die.
Where
trust there is no vision,
vision,
the people
your dream.
Perish.
Keep
where there
the
is no dreaming,
your
the people
eye.
Die.
Where trust
there
your
is no
vision,
vision,
the
trust your
dream.
Perish.
Where
there is
no
vision,
your
the people
die.
Trust
your
heart,
vision,
cannot
trust
be
your
unseen.
Dream.
What
the light
know can't
be
unknown.
Time
been
to take
seen
the dream
cannot
back
be
to the
people. What
give
you
gifts
know
to
can't
the
be unknown.
What's
time
been
to take seen
the dream
cannot
back
be
to
unseen.
The people.
What
give
you
gifts
know
to
can't
the
be unknown.
Time
been
to take
seen
the dream
cannot
back
be unseen.
The
what you
know
can't
be
unknown. Time to take the dream back to the people. Give your gifts to the world.
Thank you, Gretchen Schleicher, for allowing me to use that beautiful song of hers and Faye White. Now I'm going to read from a pamphlet titled To Love the Earth, A New Way of Being Human on This Planet, written by environmentalist and local treasurer Alwyn Moss in 2009. Visions that motivate change. The history of humanity has been moved at times by the visions and dreams of noted individuals and nations. Sometimes such visions are of a religious quality, and some arise spontaneously out of a critical change that demands definition and recognition. Visions and dreams can drive societies to move toward goals that are timely and necessary for positive change. Martin Luther King's dreams spoke for the dreams of millions of African Americans and also for the longing of millions of white Americans for a more just nation. By expressing that dream when and how he did, along with the work of thousands of others who shared that dream and were willing to sacrifice for it, what might have taken centuries came largely to pass within the last 50 years. Then there is what is commonly called the American dream, which originally referred to a society or nation that was open with opportunities for everyone to live out their personal hopes and dreams in freedom. After World War II, the image focused more on the idea that almost anyone becoming an American could make it in terms of personal prosperity. In the following decades, the dream became more and more associated with the vast spread of growth, development, and consumerism, despite the fact that as the economy grew, wealth has tended to accumulate in only a small sector of the population, leaving others with only the dream. The premise that this prosperity and power is at least theoretically available to all remains, even though in reality, it is this very ideal which has led to the economic meltdown, the environmental crisis, and our costly involvement in world conflicts. The ideals of the American dream also play a central role in forming our foreign policy. Today's wars in Afghanistan and Iraq can hardly be called wars of self-defense. Rather, they are wars of expansion, economically driven to gain control and resources, and are waged in defense of the American dream, since challenges to our foreign policy are seen as challenges to our way of life. The toll of such military action has yet to be taken seriously as a factor in global environmental damage. Sadly, it is the American dream and its spread to other countries that is a major force propelling ecological disasters of unparalleled dimensions. Perhaps no other vision in human history has had such monumental global effects as ours and has become so highly problematic for our survival and for that of the natural world. When and how did a dream turn into a nightmare, engulfing and imperiling the world as a sane and healthy planet? Time to wake up. That was by Alwyn Moss. If you're interested in obtaining the pamphlet, Alwyn Moss can be contacted at her email address, alwyn24060@yahoo.com. That's alwyn24060@yahoo.com. And if you want to give me a call here at the station, the number is 540-231-9888. What's that, Michael?
540-231-WUVT. You can also reach the Starflower Hour on Facebook.
Yes, you can. Now back to the music. Playing Garden of Eden by New Riders of the Purple Sage.
Light the world for you and for me. So why don't we reach out and be one planet, one people, please? One planet, one people, please. One planet, one people. Please let it be. Storm clouds are coming, I can see it all. The old world is dying. From every nation I can hear the call. One planet, one people, please. One planet, one people, please. One planet, one people, please. We're just like us, so our hearts can touch. One planet, one people, please.
If you were expecting New Riders of the Purple Sage there, I apologize for that.
I apologize.
I had queued up One Planet, One People, Please by Seals and Crofts.
I did. But.
Well, okay. Mike O'Dea. All right. Public service announcement. Tonight, September 15th, at 7 p.m., going on up until after 10, Anthony Flacavento for Congress fundraiser. There's going to be dancing, hors d'oeuvres, desserts, and a cash bar. Music by DJ Hot Sauce. There will be a silent auction with lots of great items. They're asking for admission of a $10 contribution. It's at the University Club, 100 Odie Street in Blacksburg.
We ought to go to that, Starflower. Maybe we should think about it.
Okay, we can consider it.
Maybe we shouldn't set our plans like right now, though.
Yeah. Now I'm going to offer a vision from author, cultural historian, and Catholic priest Thomas Berry. We are living in a time in which there is great disequilibrium, when the great epic story of the universe has been forgotten and must be remembered anew as the survival of both the human and the natural world is being threatened. Our fate and the fate of the planet are identical. We must now move from an entirely human-centered view of our existence to an earth-centered view, to realization that the earth is a communion of subjects, not a collection of objects for our use. We must enter into a new human-earth relationship. Young people need the greater identity, which gives them a sense of belonging, a sense of orientation, a sense of meaning and purpose. They need the magical idea of creation their whole life long as they consciously assume their roles in creating a new century. They will come to recognize they are companions with other humans on a universal pilgrimage, but also with companions who burrow in the soils, fly in the skies, swim in the waters. For the earth is a single community who lives or dies together. Young people must create a new century of life. The 20th century was about death and destruction, which must now give way to a new enlarged story of life in the 21st century. We restore ourselves through our awareness. We see that we are a communion of subjects, part of the great community of life on earth, not separate from the rest, and that we are here to relate to one another, not use one another. Everything is fulfilled, brought into actuality by everything else. We are all part of a single earth community that lives or dies together. What has been forgotten is the inner life of humans and the outer life of the natural world. The two go together. A sense of the sacred arises out of our deep intuitive consciousness, which brings us into a sense of oneness with all of life. We see with our hearts that we are indeed a communion of subjects, not a collection of objects, and an inner shift occurs. We recover that which was lost. The sense of the sacred is at the heart of it all. I'm now going to play a rockin' song. It's by Queen, a live version called One Vision. And this song was inspired. Queen was inspired to write this by their Live Aid appearance in 1985, where millions of people were sharing one vision of a better world.
I remember watching that performance on Live Aid, and I thought it was one of the most electric live performances I ever saw in my life. I watched it on TV. I wish I could have been there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it was amazing.
Okay, well, here it is.
Thank you.
Hello there. This is Starflower. I just got a call from Dad, and Dad is anxiously awaiting for when I read the speech that I would have liked to have heard President Obama give at the Democratic National Convention. And that's going to come up soon.